Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the Goodreads program with myself, Zunaida Musa Wadiwala, on Radio Islam International. Today's show offers you some insight on the review slot and some inspiration on the Zunspiration slot. Extreme weather, climate change, earthquakes, and tsunamis. These are things we have been hearing a lot about recently, and it is for this reason that I have chosen today's book, which is actually quite different from what I normally review. On a devastating tsunami triggered by a 7.5 magnitude earthquake struck Sulawesi, Indonesia, on Friday, 28th September 2018. Hundreds were reported dead, more were injured, and devastation and destruction were widely seen. By the 12th of October 2018, the death toll from this Indonesian quake or tsunami rose to 832. An earthquake measuring 6 on the Richter scale struck East Java on the 10th of October 2018. And the Pakistan Today reported that an earthquake with a magnitude of 3.9 hit Balochistan on Thursday, 11th of October 2018. Also from the Pakistan Today, reported early in September of 2018, Lahore, several cities across Punjab, including Lahore, were jolted by a mild earthquake on Saturday evening. Tremors were also felt in other cities. So today's book gives us some insight into earthquakes from an Islamic perspective. The title, In the Blink of an Eye, Lessons to Learn from Pakistan's Most Devastating Earthquake. And the author is Sheikh Zulfiqar Ahmed Naqshbandi. The book was translated into English by Ahmed Awais and Mansoor Sikandar. The book was published in August 2014 in South Africa by Sirrul Asrar, a publishing subsidiary of Faqir Publications in Chicago, USA. Now, this book was the result of an event which occurred on the 8th of October 2005, corresponding to the 3rd of Ramadan, 1426, and which was called the century's most devastating earthquake, which hit northern Pakistan and leveled everything in its wake. 100,000 lives were extinguished in the blink of an eye, and many more people were injured and handicapped, and the rest rendered homeless. Hearts were torn, eyes were weeping, and crushed souls were pleading for help. Our ulama, as did many other people from every field, analyzed and wrote large studies on this tragic event. This book, comprising just 56 pages, was the result of this quake, and in it, Sheikh Hazrat Zulfiqar Ahmed Naqshband, Damat Barakatuhu, shares not only his in-depth reflections, but he also speaks to us in-depth about earthquakes in the light of the Holy Quran and Ahadith. He has put all his thoughts into this book, and we make dua that it may enlighten us. Ameen. The book comprises of many small chapters which flow into each other. The commenting chapter, called Reaping What We Sow, is followed by a chapter called A Grave Sign. And three important and relevant ayats are quoted and explained. The author says, and I quote, "Today our nation is going through a crisis, and we have received a dire warning. This earthquake that hit our northern areas was the largest this century. Hundreds of thousands of homes were destroyed. Hundreds of thousands of lives were swallowed up, and still many more were injured and made homeless. October the 8th started as just another ordinary day, and nobody could fathom that with the rising of the sun, the once thriving communities would become graveyards. School children put on their uniforms and set off for school just like any other day. Mothers set about their housework after seeing their children off to school. Menfolk left for work, and companies and factories opened for business as usual. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then shook the earth, merely a fraction comparable with his power, and everything changed forever. Buildings came crashing down. Not only homes, but whole towns were destroyed and thousands left broken in many more ways than one. Who do we complain to, and who do we plead the depths of our soul to, when this is the result of our own misdeeds? However, we will document it here so that it may touch someone and motivate them to change their life. The book then proceeds to discuss a history of earthquakes and their aftermath, cyclones, tsunamis, particularly the massive earthquake under the sea near Sumatra on December the 26th, 2004, as well as hurricanes Katrina and Rita are all defined and explained concisely. The author then discusses the causes and reasoning behind earthquakes from their natural progression. He says, and I quote, "There are two major causes of earthquakes. One is through natural progression and time, and the other is through the sheer and instant will of Allah Azza wa Jal, as dictated by Sharia. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this world and universe according to his laws of means, meaning that everything happens through a natural cause of progression of events, through testing, instrumentation, hypothesis. Scientists can predict the estimated height and speed of a tsunami. Others, such as geologists and seismologists, can analyze which tectonic plates shifted and how much, and they can even pinpoint the epicenter of an earthquake. Why do these plates shift? Beneath the Earth's crust is the mantle and then the core, where temperatures range from 900 degrees Celsius to over 4,000 degrees Celsius. And these temperature variations cause contractions and expansions in the plates, causing them to move." A brief explanation of the science's weakness is spoken of just prior to the chapter titled Causes and Reasonings Behind Earthquakes from a Sharia perspective. The punishment of the nations of various Anbiya alayhim as-salam are then discussed, followed by the four types of punishment specified by the Ahadith, punishment which descends due to disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then the author discusses sin and evil which are prevalent and which lead to punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The chapter called Reminder of the End of the World was one that was extremely thought-provoking for myself, and it is filled with important reminders from the Quran itself. The focus of the book then shifts onto the signs of the end of the world, and here the author actually mentions as well as discusses each one of these signs. And towards the end of the book, the author has listed some points under the chapter, What to Do in the Event of an Earthquake. And very helpfully, he also provides some suitable du'as in such times. The book concludes with answers to the questions, which I think you would find very interesting. We make du'a that Allah Azza wa Jal protects us and makes it easy for everyone around the world. Ameen. That's the end of the review slot, and over to the Zoonspiration slot, where we share inspirations from the book 50 Candles to Light Your Path by Dr. Abdul Karim Bakr. And today's candle is titled, After All, You Are What You Believe. And the author says, one comes to this life fully ignorant and unaware of anything. One begins the greatest journey of discovery in the first year of his or her life. Family members, teachers, relatives, and friends assist us to understand the world around us through beliefs, ideas, and manners that we learn from them. We also, on our own, pick up many impressions through our own special experiments and experiences. And the author says that the most important thing in all of this is actually the vision that we form, because each one of us perceives his potential, status, values, and principles, and one would perceive the positions and the goals that he wants to achieve. In a nutshell, the author tells us that there are some people who view life positively and some, for various reasons, who view it negatively. And then the author concludes by important lessons that he has drawn from this point. He says, number one, let every one of you review the components of his vision of life. For sure, some of the components are incorrect. So he's talking about reviewing our component, our vision of our life. Secondly, let optimism, your confidence in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and self-confidence overcome despair, disappointment, and self-disrespect. So here the author is reminding us how important it is to look at things, to view them in a positive light, and most importantly, to trust and to have complete confidence in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thirdly, the author says, this world has plenty of good and pious people, and it has plenty of evil ones. He who searches for the good people will surely find them. And I think I'm reminded here of the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the type of company that we keep and the effect that it has on us. Fourthly, the author tells us that there is an opportunity to improve and a room for prosperity, provided that we do not listen to the discouraging people, the desperate people, and the failures. So once again, the author is reminding us, to avoid negativity, to avoid anything evil, I think also to seek protection in Allah from shaitan and so forth. And lastly, the author tells us to be supporters of virtues and protectors of principles in order for your life to become meaningful and to have a value. So that's all that I have time for today. But I would like to inform you that if you enjoyed the review on the book In the Blink of an Eye, Lessons to Learn from Pakistan's Most Devastating Earthquake, then this book is available from Al Ihsan Bookshop, a wing of Dar Al Ihsan Humanitarian Center, located in Sea Cow Lake and Overport, Durban, Bay Courier countrywide. Call them on 031-577-7868 or WhatsApp them on 084-401-1527. You can visit their website www.alihsanbookshop.co.za. Thank you for your time. Thank you for listening. I really enjoyed speaking to you. Join me again next time, inshallah. Ma'as-salam.